Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now, former Milwaukee Brewers bullpen catcher and coach, Marcus Hanel, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Marcus, how you been?
Hey, Bill, how you doing? I'm doing very well, thank you.
Glad to hear it. Man, I tell you what, when I read the list, I was saddened, man. After God knows, how long were you with the Brewers? How many years?
21 years.
Wow, 21 years and not going to be out there in the bullpen. How weird is that right now?
As of right now, it feels a little bit like the off season. I think when that spring training time comes around, the feeling's probably a little awkward, a little different. But right now, it's a different feeling, but it feels good.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. So, was it just time?
It's a pretty demanding position, physically. The eyes aren't quite what they are, and you got these guys throwing pretty firm down there. So and it's also time for me just to be home. When you're doing what we've done in baseball, I've been doing it since I'm 17, 30, it's been 32 years in pro ball. I missed a lot of stuff too. I mean, I loved everything that the Brewers have given me and through baseball, minor leagues, and but now, not to be able to see my boys play baseball in person and not watching it through a game changer app, being able to impact my family and then other kids. I'm excited about that. So it's a good time to be doing that.
How weird of a season was it for you guys, for the Brewers, living with COVID and the protocols and no fans and such? Because I mean, you don't have to worry about being spit on or yelled at or heckled or anything out in the bullpen.
No, it was definitely, atmosphere wise, it was very, I mean, they did a good job of trying to make some noise in there, but it's definitely not the same. Adrenaline rush is a lot different when there's no fans in there. I know you're competing and no one trying to do those things, but it was difficult. I think the pitchers definitely had an advantage in that, I think there was, and they can go out there and perform and just not without pressures of, I thought the pitchers had an advantage in it,
I was going to say, because it was a down year offensively speaking, and was that part of the reason, do you think?
I do think, I think some of the positional players, I think what happens too, like for positional players, you start off and have a bad 2-3 weeks. You think you only have so much time to make it up, so then you press and you try to do some things. And I think that kind of happened with a couple of guys. I think you're trying to make it up really fast, and then when it doesn't happen, man, it looks just kind of just spirals. And then, like I said, then you don't have the fans that you feed off of to kind of like build you up and get you through some of these times. Yeah, I think on those ends, it made it a little difficult.
So, going through all of this and, the Brewers this season didn't end the way they wanted it to end, but you had mentioned, guys, Christian Yelich obviously having a down offensive year, Braun a down offensive year, some of these other, offensive prowesses, but you also had some injuries, guys didn't perform, you had some guys to change around. You did have some bright spots, though. When you talk about some of the pitching, man, Devin Williams, man, he was out of his mind, right?
Yeah, that was incredible. That's something, two, three years ago when we had Hader go through that unbelievable run and we wasn't even touching any bats and guys were swinging and missing and knowing what was coming. And then to have the same thing happen with Devin, like with that changeup and then his added velocity, it was just an unbelievable year for that young man. He came in, and I think that was the one thing, too. I think maybe going into the season with the COVID, I think it was the pitchers – I don't know if this is an excuse or not, but I think the pitchers stayed on it a little better through those months that there was no baseball, because they knew if they had to come in and throw right away, they had to be in shape. And I think there was maybe a little more laxed, you know, in that, like, oh, when we get back, the hitter's like, oh, I'll just get my timing and stuff like that. So I don't know if that ran into a little bit why the numbers were down offensively, but for Devin Williams to do what he did was remarkable. He's got a pitch that no one in baseball has. That changeup is the best changeup I've ever caught. I mean, and I've caught some great ones. Even, you know, compared to Trevor Hoffman, this is a pitch that it's his own pitch. I don't even know if you should call it a changeup. It's something else.
Well, that was going to be my next question. So, you know, you've caught a lot of guys out in that bullpen. Some of the guys have turned out to be really, really good. Some haven't. But when you start to look at different pitches and the way guys work and all that kind of stuff, talk about some of the memories out there with the guys that you've worked with and some of the guys that have impressed you the most, or maybe put the biggest impression on you.
Well, easily, it's very easy, like, to see. I think the biggest impression, like, obviously, I mentioned Trevor Hoffman once already. But to see this Hall of Famer when he came to us, the way he worked, and he instilled a pattern of how we're going to go out, and this is the time we're going to go work out and throw and play catch, and this is how we're going to do things. And it just carried on, and it still carried on when doing some of the same things that he brought, you know, 12 years ago when he came to the club. So those are one of the things, just how he prepared in the game. That was remarkable. You know, you got some starting pitchers like Zach Greinke, just the way he was so dialed in and how he was going to attack these hitters. Then he challenging the other pitchers kind of like to step up with Giovanni Gallardo and him taking the reins for a while. Even the young guys now, like I said, you know, like, and it's been great to see like how Corey Knebel just kind of took those leadership qualities that were instilled. And like I said, Trevor Hoffman passed on like a tradition. This is how we're going to carry things on. And then even went to Axford, and Axford did some things. And then when, you know, he was there, Frankie Rodriguez, and these guys have been around, kind of just kind of installed this. This is how we do things. And I think if you look at the track record of the Brewers bullpen over the course of the last like 15 years, it's been one of the best bullpens in all of baseball. And I think that has to do with those guys who've taken a leadership role and just kind of continued to pass it on. This is how we do things. And there's kind of like a, hey, this is our club and this is what we're going to be known for. So I can go on and on. There's so many guys, so many names I'm so thankful for. I mean, even the freak, Turnbow, guys lesser known, Matt Wise with his changeup, you know, we all know about the Hater, those kind of guys who just come. But, man, those are, and it's not just being able to catch those guys, the relationships and the friendships that you've been made, those definitely are going to be missed.
I'm talking with Marcus Hanel, the former Milwaukee Brewers bullpen catcher and coach down there over 20 years. So you've been through some of the highs and the lows. Talk about some of the memories that you have. I mean, obviously getting into the NLCS, maybe the closing of County Stadium. I mean, we can go back. There's so many different things that have gone on. I mean, you've been there doing this as long as I've been here doing this. So there's a lot of memories that have come and gone.
Oh, man. You know, just to look back, you know, into – to be a part of something you grew up as a childhood, you know, I remember as a kid going in the bleachers at the old County Stadium and, you know, even watching my favorite Brewers back in 82 going, you know, I remember it was in fifth grade, you know, the Robin Yount, the Cecil Coopers, you know, and Gorman Thomas and Jim Gantner. And then, you know, the closing of this, I'm part of the closing of County Stadium and moving into a brand new ballpark in Miller Park. But those names I mentioned, you know, as a childhood, and all of a sudden now I'm becoming friends with those guys, you know, throughout the years. So what memories in that with Bob Uecker on flights playing Liar's Dice, you know, Dale Swaim and stuff like that. You know, what a dream that is. And just having just these relationships that, so on the field, you know, losing 100 and some games, right, is just demoralizing and hard to cope with, to be a part of that. But then to see the change came and Ned Yost and Doug Melvin and seeing how the culture changed within the city, within the organization, and with Mark Aniasio coming. And, man, it just, you could just see a different way we're going to do things. And it was exciting. And to be a part of the 08, that was, you know, something that hadn't been done in 26 years. that for that playoff to make the playoffs. You know, getting CC Sabathia, Ryan Braun's home run off Bob Howry, going into our bullpen. You know, that last game of the mm-hmm. year, like kids just running around, just jumping around with joy. Yeah, the great memories there. I mean, Christian Yelich too. Hitting for the cycle twice in a year. You know, right. You had mentioned the NLCS one game away, and we still talk about that game. If Chris Taylor doesn't make that diving catch in left field, I think it was like the sixth inning or whatnot, in game seven, I mean, we might be taking the lead there, and you don't know what happens the rest of the game. But he makes that catch. We're still down, and then they scored a couple add-ons, and we couldn't rebound for that. But, you know, like I said, the big memories. I know those are game memories, but just the interaction with fans, that was always a blast with the kids. Just fans in general. Brewer fans were always gracious, always great to be around, and for a small market team, the way they supported us, it's always sweet.
Hey, Marcus, real quick before I let you go, you got your Coos for Kids. For those that want to follow, it's Coos, K-O-O-S, for Kids on Twitter. But just talk a little bit about the charity that you guys do.
Yeah, so we just I've been very fortunate. You know, people even in this time have been donating and stuff like that. So we've been able to, you know, even right now, like you guys are doing with the toy drive, we've been able to go Christmas shopping for a lot of families in need personally, and being able to do those kind of things. And so we just did some Christmas shopping. We were able to help out these families in need. We still, hopefully when this all turns around, get to be able to do our Challenger League and bowling leagues and all these kind of things. But we're kind of like a smaller Make-A-Wish for some of these kids as well, doing those things for kids. But, yeah, we're going to hopefully tie in to have a I gathered some memorabilia, too, before I was able to leave that the guys have graciously signed. So we're hoping to do a live auction online or some kind of auction online that people will be able to get some items that probably weren't able to get, you know, this past season. So, yeah, we're still out there doing some things, had some projects that we're working on, and we're just trying to make a positive impact in the lives of these kids.
They can find you at Coos for Kids, K-O-O-S for Kids on Twitter. That's Coos for Kids on Twitter. Marcus, great stuff. And now maybe we bump into each other a few places and we're able to head out sometime, okay?
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I'm dabbed in. I just got my real estate license now. So anyone out there wants to sell or list a home, I'm your man.
There you go. There you go. Get a hold of Marcus. There you go. Marcus, always a pleasure, pal. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thank you. All right, have a great Christmas.
You too, buddy. There you go. Marcus Handel, the former Brewers bullpen catcher, coach, now real estate agent. He's got Coos for Kids, got a lot going on. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.